The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Bill Plaschke, Bomani Jones, Israel Gutierrez, great to have you here. Zion, game time decision. Does anybody believe that? We made it all this time, and now he's a game time decision. And Lakers, Clippers, let's go. NBA can't start this fast enough.
Oh, yeah.
They can't start it fast enough after weeks of zero positive tests. What an enormous accomplishment that is. And also after the ESPN report alleging physical abuse of young players at a state-run basketball academy in Zhangjiang, China, region notorious for human rights abuses. The NBA says it ended its partnership in that academy in June 2019. One former coach said, quote, we're basically working for the Chinese government, end quote. All of this while the league tips and while Zion is game time. Israel, what are you hearing and where are you on Zion playing tonight?
Well, it's just frustrating that we're restarting the NBA and we are still in the exact same place when it comes to Zion Williamson. We don't know if he's healthy enough to play. We don't know if he's healthy enough to contribute to his team's playoff run. And given that it's only going to be an eight-game spurt for seeding purposes and for the potential for a play-in, he's going to be vital. And so I don't want to look at this as, you know, putting pressure on a player, especially on a young player, somebody who, you know, even though it's not an injury, it's more of a conditioning issue, might not be ready to play heavy minutes. But if I'm the Pelicans, I'm treating this like a sprint. It's eight games. I want to see what I can get out of Zion, especially because it looked like he was in such great shape coming into this. It's unfortunate he had to leave the bubble and create these circumstances for himself. So without a full practice, normally you would say, hey, I'm not going to play my star player coming back from time off. In this case, though, I just really want to see Zion, and I know the Pelicans fans do, even
Bill
if
Plaschke,
it's a little
you were shaking your head
less
no.
than they want.
You don't think he's going to play tonight? You don't think he should play tonight?
So you're saying you don't know about Zion. That means you do know about Zion. He shouldn't be playing tonight. This is ridiculous. This is so for our viewing pleasure, this guy, why risk further injury? He's been out for 12 days. He didn't even compete in the 5-on-5 drills 2 days ago. Had to walk through yesterday. Why even risk it? This is like a sham for the Pelicans. This is like summer league. So would you have a guy who played 19 games, fought knee injuries all year, come back and play in the summer league? No, and this also, don't forget the Pelicans are more reliant on Zion as any player and any team in the NBA. There's a 14-point net differential when he's on the court for them.
Yeah.
This is the future of their franchise. Why blow it now? Why risk it now? He's so fragile. He hasn't played in a couple of weeks. Let him rest.
Bomani Jones, where are you on Mr. Plaschke's view of it all there and whether Zion should play tonight?
I mean, I'm not sure if it's fair at this point to say that he is fragile, though. We've seen him suffer from a couple of injuries, certainly, but I'm not going to the point of calling him fragile. What I am going to say, though, is the only reason that we're doing this bubble is to get this money, and Zion is key to get this money. You want to know part of why them TV ratings weren't looking so good? They put the Pelicans all over TV like they were going to have Zion Williamson, and they did not. I don't think he's really at that much danger in this moment to get hurt. It just doesn't seem to me to be the case. So get him out there for a little bit, I think, and the reason I think, Bill, is what you said. They are so much better with him, and if they are going to be there, while it is for the money, the team itself does have to at least pretend like they're trying to win, and they can win with him. They could be dangerous in whatever this bubble tournament is ultimately going to be if they have him. So if it's not going to be a serious risk, even if you're just getting him out there for 10, 12 minutes, I think you get him out there for 10 or 12 minutes.
Plaschke back in.
They have a very outside chance of getting in. This is like scrimmages for them. Play it like scrimmages. If this were a scrimmage, would you play him? No. No, absolutely not.
And Bill, you may be correct. It may be distasteful that this is all about money, but the fact is you said the Pelicans rely on Zion. NBA schedule makers relied on Zion when they put this game first up. First game back. Welcome back to the league. And you got to expect there's some outside pressure. Wouldn't you agree, Bill? There's outside pressure to play Zion?
And that's wrong. That is so exploitive of this young man. Mm-hmm. That's absolutely the wrong thing to do. Already there's people saying it's exploitive to put all these players in a bubble. It's terrible, terrible decision.
Bomani, would you use the word exploitive?
I mean, the only thing is, if we are going to use that word, which I don't think is unfair, every single person in that damn bubble is getting exploited. Even the old coaches are being exploited, being in that bubble. Unfortunately, that's the name of the game right now. I think that they can get them out there for a few minutes. I'm not saying to play them for 40, but get 12 out of them.
Israel, last word.
I mean, we're acting like Zion does not have these internal pressures himself. He was the number one pick in the draft, the future of the league. He doesn't want to start off his season by saying, I'm going to sit out toward the end as we make a playoff run. Come on.
And all those reports and just the look of him, he looked like he was really getting into shape in this time away. All right. All right. So let's look at the standings. What are we walking into tonight? Here we go. Lakers, Clippers. Clippers have said the short season.
Oh, that's what it looks like.
Yes, that's what it looks like. Clippers have said the short season fits them the best. But I think if you looked, every team has said that. If you looked at all the beat reporters, somebody on every team has said, you know, I think we had a shot with the shortened season. And Bill, what's the latest on Anthony Davis's eye? Let's turn it over to you for this other game tonight.
Well, he's wearing goggles now, and he might play, but the Lakers are looking at this like an eight-game practice for the playoffs. So they're not taking this all that seriously. I'm sure he'll play a little bit. I don't think he'll play that much. I think the story here in L.A. is, what about the Clippers? What happened to the Clippers? What's going to happen to the Clippers? They were on such a roll, but they're a team that relies on clubhouse locker room chemistry, on a locker room culture of togetherness. They haven't been together. Lou Williams out of the bubble. Trez Harrell out of the bubble. Pat Bev just back in the bubble. They haven't been on the court together. Kawhi Leonard's looked terrible and sluggish and slow. You got to wonder if the Clippers, having spent most of the season trying to get it together, they only had their lineup for 11 games before the shutdown, if they can somehow get it back together and fulfill their great potential.
Israel Gutierrez?
I have spent all afternoon trying to figure out exactly what makes the Clippers best suited for this bubble, because they got two guys who handle the ball a lot who are not there for a little bit. This is the team that had so many new pieces brought together, including their two best players. And as Bill mentioned, I've only had their top, whatever it is, 8, 9, 10 players for 11 games. It's not as if they're just resuming and are going to just hop on right back on the train. They need time to gel all over again. And if it's not evident already by Kawhi Leonard's struggles, you'll see it when they don't have Pat Beverly out there defending, when they don't have Lou Williams and Harrell coming off the bench to give them energy and scoring. So I think they are the least suited teams, at least certainly of the contenders, to come in here and just be smooth sailing right off the bat.
Bomani Jones?
Well, two things typically worry me about the Clippers. One of them is I feel like they're depending on everybody to get their own shots. They don't have players that are adept at getting shots for others, and it'll be interesting to see how that offense comes together, as you say, as they need to gel. The other part is the question you're going to have to ask of them as long as Kawhi Leonard's on the team. How is he physically? Like, we think about him in the load management during the season as though he's a guy who doesn't want to play. It seems to me pretty clearly that he's got a body that can only withstand so much wear and tear and so much rigor. And on one hand, you figure he should be okay coming back because he's gotten a little bit of a break. But what are his knees going to be like as this goes through the bubble? And I don't feel like they're particularly suited for this in any way that anybody else isn't.
That was an entire discussion where nobody even brought up LeBron James. And no one even questioned Plaskey saying, L.A., this is bigger for the Clippers than the Lakers. Okay, tell L.A. that this is bigger for the Clippers than the Lakers, Bill.
Well, no, this game tonight is bigger for the Clippers than the Lakers, but the Lakers in general, they got to be the heavy favorites to win this thing because the opposite of the Clippers, they have stayed together. LeBron has kept the team together. LeBron's on a mission. They lost the two guards. They signed two guards. Their team is.
So, would you say the short season benefits them the most? What the Clippers said. Does that apply to the Lakers?
Yes, I think absolutely. I think because LeBron has kept them together, who knows how many secret workouts they've had during the shutdown. Seriously, I think LeBron has kept them together. I think they're the best two-seeded team
Gutierrez
for this.
Israel Gutierrez?
Similarly, I think that because LeBron is the guy who knows how to bring teams together, and because he's leading the league in assists, and because they have, you know, that formula, it's always LeBron's system, and they've been working at that essentially for a couple of years now. The guy that has the most difficult time would be Anthony Davis, but he's so versatile, he can just slide right in and sort of get his normal feel once again. So, yeah, absolutely.
All right, I'm not sensing enough excitement from you guys for the first games we're having in 5 months. I'm not hearing a pick for tonight. Give me something, Bomani Jones. Triple-double for LeBron James. Quadruple-double for LeBron James. Why wait? Why stop?
I'm sorry. I didn't know that you were looking for excitement. You should have told me that before we showed up to do the show. How about this? A quintuple-double for LeBron James, because I'm so excited.
All right. Now you're just making fun.
I think this is, Tony, I think this is all calisthenics right now until they get to the playoffs. I really think it'll be fun tonight to watch basketball again. But I think a lot of teams are looking at this like calisthenics and pre-playoff warm-ups. That's what they're looking at it like.
You guys can't get you up for anything. Well, maybe I can get you up to talk about this next one, Bill Plaschke.
Oh, yeah.
I thought so. An American hero, Joe Kelly, or a dastardly scoundrel? You said, you wrote this in the LA Times, that Joe Kelly found his place in Dodgers lore. What's interesting about this was he wasn't even on the team for that World Series between Houston and LA years ago. But before I open it up, our colleague Jen Latta had a great line. If he wanted not to get suspended, he should have cheated. 8 games, Bill Plaschke, for Joe Kelly. Go ahead.
Outrageous. That's if you could put it on a 162-game season. That's 22 games. That's a month for a pitch that didn't even hit a guy. If Rob Manfred had done his job in the first place, if he'd vacated the trophy, if he'd taken down the banners, if he'd made them give back the championship in 2017, there'd be no retribution. Everybody would be fine with it. But now baseball has to embark on frontier justice, and so now Manfred's got to respond to that. Way overreaction. And also, Dusty Baker was the one barking from the dugout. He should have gotten some more suspensions. Again, Rob Manfred trying to make up for, trying to right a wrong. It's not the way to do it. I know you don't want everybody throwing at the Astros. I understand that. But this is 22 games. It's essentially, a month of a regular season. That's the highest penalty
in
baseball.
So this is 8 games for Joe Kelly. But Monty Jones, where are you in this?
Had to be done, man. I understand that all you guys want vengeance exacted upon the Astros because somebody's got to make everything right, right? This is the one unpunished sin that the world can't handle, that the Astros cheated at this point. But unless they want to have this thing happen every series, and they're going to have to do something about the guys that are going to be throwing pitches at the Astros. It doesn't feel good to anybody else, but you got a guy who already had been suspended previously for headhunting. And then it wasn't like he just tried it once and then said, okay, we're good. He kept going and going and going and going and going. And so people have to maintain something. Right, maybe good. But if it's so good to you, then live with the 8-game suspension because they are going to have to maintain some semblance of order here. So maybe Manfred blew it, but you can't just have open season on the Astros all year.
Israel Gutierrez?
What you can't do, Bill, is play the result of the thrown pitch, because if it does hit him in the head and we have a Giancarlo Stanton situation or worse, then, pick the number and it would have been fair. And so I think while the argument is a fair one to have, and I can hear both sides of this debate, of course, but it all comes back to Major League Baseball just looking terrible, because if they would have solved this issue themselves, they wouldn't have these guys out here with vigilante justice, even with players who didn't play on the harmed teams like the Dodgers. So whatever happens here, we should all look at baseball and say, it's your fault, you look bad as a result. But if we want to talk about the individual cases, it'll just distract from that.
I don't know. Plaschke, maybe Joe Kelly mural outside Dodger Stadium or a statue of him making
statue.
That face.
Build him a statue.
Yes, of him making that face. 3 months ago, there was video of him, trying to train during the pandemic, and it had him breaking glass windows. Well, maybe that was just proof that he would be wild when he came back. I love that he was thinking about it in advance at his house. Uh-oh, maybe I'll be wild when we play Houston 3 months from now. This is like Kobayashi Cup in Neutral Suspects. All right, we'll be back by ourselves 2 minutes.
Around the Horn is presented by Corona Extra. Find your beach. Part of Happy Hour.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Baseball news of the day, more positive tests, one for Miami and two for Philadelphia. For Philly, it was the support staff. So now Toronto and Philadelphia postponed tonight and through the weekend to go with Miami postponed for the weekend, all while baseball protocol changes. Surgical masks now, no more bandanas. When you're on the road, no leaving the hotel room, and a compliance officer, so no more group text deciding everything for the entire league. Plaschke, is baseball demonstrating
They've kind of got a hold on this now?
No, not really. I mean, they're trying to get a hold on it, but no, this is the Phillies incident shows that, you know, the Marlins get it, then the Phillies get it, then who else gets it? It's going to be a wild ride. I'm not going to believe this is going to actually be a season until those two teams are walking out there for the World Series. Then I'll believe it. Until then, is we're going to have these ups and downs every day.
Israel?
So far, this doesn't seem that bad to me as sort of containing it. Obviously, the Marlins being the worst case, the Phillies being that opponent that day. If these are the only two tests, it seems like they can roll forward. And of course, if you sort of agree to playing under these conditions, you would be agreeing to playing under sort of conditions that are fluid, right? And so more rules, all the better. It's not going to be perfect, but if they can...
So you're with Manfred that this is not a nightmare, it sounds like. You're saying this is not a nightmare scenario.
Season.
This is a daily nightmare.
Under these conditions is the nightmare.
We do know. No, there's a 14-day window, and now Philly testing positive. I believe it's 3 days from their first interaction. Anything could happen over the next 11 days. Bomani Jones will bring you in.
Yeah, this seems pretty simple to me. Just a couple days ago, Rob Manfred said that he felt confident in the protocols they had in place. And now the protocols are changing just that fast, and they did not have a plan in the case of an outbreak, which tells me they don't know what the hell they're doing.
Thank you, Bomani.
Wow. Anything that gets you further away from group texts deciding everything, then I think you're at least moving in a positive direction. We'll move on. All right, let's talk Patrick Mahomes, number 4 in the NFL Top 100. You know this is voted on by players, about 900 or so. And it was Lamar Jackson 1, Russell Wilson 2, Aaron Donald 3. And Mahomes posted, him taking notes. So clearly he noticed this. Bomani, buy or sell Mahomes taking this personally?
I mean, I buy it because I think most of us would think that he's the best quarterback in the league. However, the best player in the NFL last year, without question, was Lamar Jackson. And if you hear the way NFL defensive players talk about him, there's a different reverence in that than there is about anybody else. So I get Mahomes being salty, but I also understand why the list turned out the way it did.
Israel?
Well, I see it as a slight to him, not because of Lamar Jackson. It's because of 2 and 3, right? Russell Wilson and Aaron Donald. Because I can understand the love affair with Lamar Jackson, and you wouldn't even be totally shocked if next year he made enough of a leap in his passing game where it is obvious that he's better than Patrick Mahomes. I said it wouldn't be shocking. I didn't say that's probable. But so in that case, yes, I don't think that part's a slight. But being number 4, I think that's a come on type of situation.
And Bill Plaschke?
He's got to take it personally. What do we care about most in all of our lives is what our colleagues think about us as far as our professional lives. Yeah. His colleagues have him 4, and he won the Super Bowl. And the votes could have been cast after the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And he still finished 4th. They don't like him. There's something about him they don't like, or they don't respect, or they don't trust, and that's got to hurt him.
So you say what they care most about is what their colleagues think of them. I think what possibly they care most about is what Madden thinks of them. I think the Madden rating is the most important because you can play as yourself. Then comes this one. But we did this story earlier in the week. Carson Wentz was number 3 a few years ago, and now he's not even in the top 100. I mean, this list might not be totally on. We'll move on. Buy or sell 3. Speaking of Lamar Jackson, this is the quote he gave this week. I was hoping we would get him. I'm still hoping a little bit. It's the type of guy we need in our locker room. I feel the locker room here is different than any other locker room. And he's saying they can handle Antonio Brown. Israel, buy or sell?
I'm selling it. One of the things that I love about Lamar Jackson is that he is just all about football, the sport, the game, and winning. But in this position, as the quarterback, as the leader of this team, and given Antonio Brown's past, you have to consider a lot of that when it comes to whether he can fit with any team or your team. So I'm a little disappointed he just, you know, swept that under the rug and tries to move
Bill
on.
Bill Plaschke.
Yeah, this is the organization that had Ray Rice. He has to remember there's no way they're taking on Antonio Brown. He has to be quiet about this. I realize he thinks he can lead anybody to anything, but in this case, he needs to back off.
Bomani Jones.
Yeah, I'm selling it, but I totally see why he's buying it. He is only thinking about the fact that that dude's a lot better than Willie Snead, right? Like, if you've been out there throwing with Antonio Brown during this off time, I could imagine why you're saying, I want to bring this dude on the squad. But it's management's job to say, sorry, buddy, not going to happen. And John Harbaugh saying anything can happen, that's a bad look on him more than anything with Lamar Jackson.
Well, there's also that they have been working out together. We showed the video of it. And Antonio Brown's cousin, Hollywood Brown, is on the Ravens now. So there is a little bit of a link. But everything said there, ooh. Israel Gutierrez, looks like you're going home, which sets up, I was looking for the stats here. I don't have them in front of me. But it sets,
oh, yeah.
It sets up the all-time shocker stat in around the horn history in showdown. Bill Plaschke versus Bomani Jones. Plaschke, 18, Bomani Jones, 2.
That's what we have in front of us in Showdown in 2 minutes.
Who's shocked? I'm not shocked.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Horn is presented by Corona Extra. Find your beach.
The ACC bringing in Notre Dame and releasing that 11-game schedule. What does it mean for college football, Bomani Jones?
I mean, nice try, but I just don't see any way there are actually going to be games. Their optimism, I guess, is noteworthy. But, I mean, look around you. Watch the news. This does not look like something possible.
Okay. And how about you, Bill Flaschke?
Yeah, at the end of the start of the statement, it says if public health guidance allows. I'm not so sure it's allowing yet. It'd be great, but I'm not ready to go all in on it right now.
Well, split the point, because you guys think there's zero shot at college football, which I respect, of course, and we'll move on. Showdown 2. L.A. and Joey Bosa, $135 million, $102 guaranteed. He's the new highest defensive paid player ever. We do that every week. We did it with Myles Garrett recently. He's got someone else in his family who might get more soon. Where are you on Bosa in L.A. here, Bill?
Bosa's huge in L.A. with the loss of Phillip Rivers. The Chargers need a face to help them move into the new stadium. They need a moneymaker. Bosa's it. He's worth every penny.
Mm-hmm. Well, man, he ain't no moneymaker, though. Ain't nobody showing up to that stadium to actually watch him play. I do think, though, he is a very good defensive end. Like, he and Myles Garrett are in the same place. But that last stadium they had, wasn't nobody showing up over there to see no damn Joey Bosa.
All right, we get point made, Bomani.
It's a new stadium, Bo.
Yeah. Point, Bomani Jones. Will move on. Showdown 3. Could seven-inning doubleheaders be the solution for the games baseball will have to make up in this short season? Looks like it's being run up a flagpole. What do you say, Bomani Jones?
I say what I said earlier in the show. They have no idea what the hell they're doing. Like, this ain't the worst idea in the world, but this is something that somebody just came up with in a group text. What about the
group text? Yes, Bill Flaschke.
Why not? They're trying everything else. Why not just try everything now? I mean, they're starting runners on second base in the 10th inning. Anything goes this season. Go for it.
Anything goes in Showdown. We are brave new world. Do you believe in miracles? Bomani Jones has defeated Bill Flaschke for just the third time in his history in 22 career appearances. Congratulations, Bomani Jones.
Oh, you got to put on your sunglasses. Hey, man, check this out. I understand where you guys are coming from with the Astros. I really do. You want somebody to take them out. I get that. But instead of throwing baseballs at people, may I suggest something that apparently nobody's thought of? Why don't you just fight in the parking lot? Like, you don't have to go about it this way. If you want to fight them that bad, just go outside and fight them before the game. The problem is nobody will see you be all big and tough and being big and bad, and that's what you really want. But if you want to have this happen, run up on them in the parking lot. You have your opportunity to do so. It happens at the club every weekend.
All right. You know, man, they could have won that if they came out of the bench as well. Ball night tonight.
I want to be Joel Kelly in that parking lot.